Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Many times Jesus will show up in the most ordinary moments of our lives. And during those difficult moments when we wrestle with others and ourselves and what the world throws at us, we can have a hard time recognizing Jesus in our midst. A crucial part of faith is worship. Scripture and tradition promises us that the church is where we can expect to find Jesus in word and sacrament in the midst of the Christ-centered, gathering, praying community. And by encountering Christ in church, we are better able to recognize him when he shows up in the day-to-day routine of our lives. When we are out at sea, bombarded by the stormy waves of misfortune, and we bounce along the ups and downs of life, when we try to do it our way without Christ's guiding presence in our lives, Jesus says to us, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" Way too often is when we feel our lives have nothing to show for it, no fish, and our toil is in vain, and the nets of our own efforts are empty, that we are ready and willing to listen to our Lord, to pray to him for his help in our lives and seek his aid in the life of the church. And from the solid foundation of the shore of the resurrection, Jesus tells them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When we follow Christ's words and hold them deep in our hearts, living a life of self-giving love, then we are able to see the abundance of blessings God offers us. And we are able to receive those blessings with a joyful and generous heart. And our actions are based on the love of God in Christ Jesus as poured out of our hearts and overflows and spills out into the lives of those in our community. And we react not in fear, but because it is who we are. It's through the abundant catch of fish that the Lord reveals himself. And the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." "It is the Lord" is resurrection language. The abundant catch reminds us of Jesus' miracle at Cana when he changed water into abundance of wine, revealing the glory of the Lord as the Son of God and the abundant gifts that come through him. Jesus feeds his disciples with fish and bread, reminding us of his miraculous and abundant feeding of the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It took place not too far from this place. John recognizes that the abundance of fish is derived from the fullness of God's gifts made available in the person of Jesus Christ. In feeding the disciples breakfast, the resurrected Lord reveals that he is the giver of the gifts of God, the source of God's life-sustaining nourishment. Now, we can't help as a church to hear in this account the Eucharist, that intimate meal between Jesus and his followers, in which Jesus acts as host. Just as Jesus shared a meal with his followers on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, he continues to share a meal with his followers, the church, giving us a foretaste of eternity, giving us communion with him. And once we have encountered the crucified and risen Lord, experiencing him in the word proclaimed according to the scriptures, and in the breaking of the bread and holy communion, we are strengthened and empowered to be the church, to witness to the resurrected Christ in our community. When we listen to Christ and receive his word deep within our hearts, we are able to receive the abundant gifts of God to grow the church, drawing others into the net of God's extravagant, amazing love. Through the mission of the church, the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ shows up and shows out and draws us into God's love. The abundant catch of fish in which the net was untorn is a beautiful image of the mission of the church. A large abundance of a great variety of different people, different walks of life that look and act differently than ourselves, that may even have different political views or different ways to see the world, are all gathered together in one church, one Christ-centered church as one people, the body of Christ. And as we will hear in a minute, when Jesus approaches Peter, our past sins, our past guilt and shame does not prevent us from receiving the abundant grace of Christ's love and to go out into the world to share it. It is Jesus' love that restores us and redeems us and calls us to fish for people. Peter, outside the high priest's courtyard, was warming himself by the fire when he denied Jesus Christ for the third time. Now on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, he is with Jesus by a fire, and the Lord asked him three times, "Do you love me?" And that last time, we are told it hurt Peter, because Peter had to understand in that third asking, "Do you love me?" that he recalled his great betrayal. But Jesus makes clear that what Peter did does not cut him off from fellowship with Jesus. Here, in this moment, Peter is redeemed and restored to do Jesus' work of redemption in the world. Three times, Peter tells him, "I love you." And Jesus responds, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." Because that is how we show love that we have for Christ. Loving Jesus involves loving other people, especially each other, so that we can be that witness of God's extravagant love to the world. We embody the Good Shepherd, the risen Lord, in the way we faithfully follow Jesus and love one another in the church. The revelation of the resurrected Jesus to the disciples after his death was so that they would know the truth, that Christ indeed had risen, that he is indeed Lord and God, so that they would have comfort and courage in the certain knowledge of the resurrection, and so that they could go out into the world to carry the message. The great theologian Romano Guardini once said, "To the question, what is salvation? What does it mean to save, to have saved, to be saved? No full answer can be given without the words, the resurrected Christ. In his corporal reality, in his transfigured humanity, he is the world redeemed. That is why he is called the firstborn of all creatures, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Through him, transitory creation is lifted into the eternal existence of God. And God, now invulnerable, stands in the world an eternally fresh start." So may we carry God's message, the living Christ and his resurrection, into the world so others can have a splash in the bath of new life, have a taste of eternity, and be saved for eternal life and love with the triune God, so others can receive a fresh start, receive life, true life, in fellowship with Christ, to receive a life of amazing, extravagant love that has no end. Amen.